This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The State Department of Ecology's decision to deny a water quality permit for the proposed Millennium Bulk Terminal's expansion into the nation's largest coal export terminal has Washington business, trade, and labor leaders crying foul. Washington Farm Bureau CEO John Stuhlmiller says few of the issues raised in DOE's rejection had anything to do with water quality.
This is the easy way to do it, is to say denied because it's coal. What if it's wheat? Gluten intolerant people, you know, you're sending wheat, and that's, you know, we can't have that. You can see a project, they would say, well, it's going to create economic activity that's bad for the environment, and so we can't have the economic activity. That's what I really read out of this. And certainly there are undeniable impacts, but every project ever built, there are impacts, and you mitigate for those impacts.
Stuhlmiller says Millennium is aware of and addressed each and every one of DOE's concerns.
No businessman, no farmer gets up in the morning and says, how can I ruin the environment just a little bit more today? I would just feel better if I could do that today. That's not what happens. We all care about it. We all live here, and we all got to live with the consequences of our actions. But the principle is mitigation. If you have an impact, it can be mitigated for. And if it can't, then of course you got to do something different. But none of these impacts cannot be mitigated for, period.
More on this major setback to significant economic impact, including job creation, in a depressed region of the state tomorrow.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.